We can start the meeting now, Mr. Chair.
I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order, and we'll start with a Pledge of Allegiance. I'm Ms. Tojo to lead us, and if you have any cover, please remove it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tojo.
Are we good? We're good.
Okay. Let's have roll call.
Yes. Member Mota is excused. Member Thomas?
I'm here.
Member Fiebig?
Present.
Member Davis?
Present.
Member Davini?
Present.
Vice Chair Mulgrew?
Present.
And Chair Moore?
Present.
We have quorum.
Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is public announcements. It's open forum. And the way this works is anybody that would like to speak on an item that is not on the agenda, you're going to approach the podium. Do we have a microphone up there? Okay, and you'll have 3 minutes for open forum, and what we'll do is we'll go to the room first. If anybody wants to speak, then we'll go to the folks that are at home online, and everybody will have 3 minutes for an opportunity. Do we have anybody online?
So far, nobody online has raised their hand. If you're in front of a computer and you wish to speak on open forum on an item that is not on tonight's agenda, if you can please press the raise hand button at the bottom of the screen, and that will let us know you wish to speak. So far, nobody's raised their hand.
Okay. Do we have anybody in the room that would like to speak on an item that is not on the agenda? And if you do, please approach the podium, state your name, and when you're done, you can fill out a speaker card that you spoke. Do we have anybody in the room that would like to speak? I don't see any hands raised. Do we have anybody online?
So far, nobody has raised their hand.
Okay, I am going to close the public portion of the meeting and move on to the next item on the agenda. Let's take a look at the minutes from September 2022. September 22nd.
I'll move to approve the minutes of September 22nd, 2025.
I'll second that.
Any conversation? Nope. Let's have a roll call.
The vote will be as follows. Member Thomas?
Yes.
Member Fiebig?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Aye.
Member Davini?
Aye.
Vice Chair Mulgrew?
Abstain.
And Chair Moore?
Yes.
Okay, item passes.
Thank you. Okay, I have nothing for the consent calendar, so we're going to move on to item number one, and this is going to be presented by the staff here?
Yes. The first item is going to be presented by William Chin. This is a conditional use permit for Crown Castle Telecommunications Facility.
Hello. Hello. William with Alameda County Plan Department. I had a brief presentation regarding brief presentation regarding a conditional use permit for a telecommunications facility. The council has reviewed this specific application two meetings prior. or this is the third time since this came back. They do have revisions. This is at a property on Crow Canyon Road, zoned for agricultural use and within the resource management general plan, land use designation of the Castro Valley General Plan. This is an aerial view of all existing facilities. There's T-Mobile, Verizon, Crown Castle, and the Sprint T-Mobile at the top right-hand corner. And the light blue is the Crown Castle T-Mobile facility that we are reviewing tonight. This is the existing conditions on the left-hand side, and then on the right-hand side is a street view from Crow Canyon Road, and our facility is in the middle with the T-Mobile. There are two design updates that the CDMAC can choose from, as suggested by the council members previously, regarding a more horizontal foliage of the tree versus a vertical one. They did provide a monopine and also a water tower. So those are the two options that the CVMAC can choose from, depending on which one is aesthetically pleasing and which one do you think that would fit in the specific area. They also did provide some photo simulations of the proposed landscaping around the facility as well. On the left-hand side is the proposed landscaping, and in the packets you have an exhibit that shows actual planting of the landscaping and the type of plants and trees, etc. In the later slides, I will go on and explain the different types of plants they are proposing. Top left-hand corner includes the number of plants. There's three coastal live oaks proposed. Six Dr. Heard manzanitas. Seven. These are all shrubs and low plants, and there are three larger trees at the 24-inch box size. They will install a water tank as well for irrigation. Previously explained, these are the two designs, the 60-foot monopine instead of a monocypress, and a 58-foot tall faux water tank. There are benefits for both and cons for both. One, for the full monopine, it's more of a common design that's seen in the unincorporated Alameda County, and this council has seen similar designs as well throughout the county. The adversities is that it is 2 feet taller, and there are more maintenance upkeep of this specific design. Mainly if there are the antenna socks that fall off or there's any branches, et cetera, they would need regular maintenance for this facility. And the full water tank, 58 feet tall, slightly shorter, but less maintenance versus the full water tree. And these are fully concealed antennas within the cylindrical water tank itself. These are the four tentative findings. One, it being that it is a necessary facility for increase in telecommunications and having increased communication services in this rural area. It is properly related to other uses in the vicinity. There are other facilities in the subject property, and it would not be contrary to the specific zoning district, as it is an allowed use through a conditional use permit process. Staff recommends that the CVMAC decide on a design that they would think that is best fitting for this subject property. And if they do recommend approval, choose a design, the staff report conditions of approval should be considered. Depending on the design itself, the conditions of approval could be altered depending on the design. For example, maintenance for the branches, socks, et cetera, versus maintenance for the water tank, full water tank. Staff is available for any questions you may have. And I believe the applicant is also online for any questions as well. Thank you.
Rodrigo, I think what we'll do here is we'll write to the public for comment. And so what we're gonna do is on this particular item, if we have any folks in the room that would like to speak on it, once again, if you would fill out a speaker card after you speak, because we can move forward without it. And we'll rotate between the online folks and the folks in the room. And we'll go ahead and start with the online folks. You'll have 3 minutes to speak on this item. I don't see any speaker cards here on the item. So we're going to go ahead and go to online.
So if you are online and you wish to speak on this item, you can please raise your hand electronically at the bottom of your screen. So far, nobody's raised their hand, including we don't see that the applicant's name is on here, so there's nobody raised their hand online.
Okay. Is the applicant online if we need to ask any questions? Or the, is the applicant here?
Yes, we see that SE is online and raised their hand, so that's the applicant.
Okay. Does the applicant have anything to add?
So, applicant, if you could please unmute yourself, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have anything additional to add. We've come up with a couple of scenarios that, you know, kind of our industrial standard or industry standard on these. Like I said, they do their best to, you know, camouflage the equipment, and you know, it's kind of the standard that they try to do across the board. So if anybody has any questions or anything like that, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay. Rodrigo, do we have anybody online?
There is nobody else online who wishes to speak on this item.
I do not have any speaker cards for this item for anybody in the room. Did I miss anybody? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close the public portion of this item and move to the council for comment. Let's go ahead and start with Council Member Davini.
Thank you, Chair Moore. Thanks, William, for the presentation. I agree with your four tentative findings. I was looking for those in the staff report, so hopefully next time they'll actually be included in the staff report so we can kind of look at your conclusions before the meeting. I know this has been before us a few times. I'm in favor of the application. I like the monopine multi-branch look significantly better than their first go-around, and I thank the applicant for conceding to that. I'll note that that's the same style that they have up at Green Ridge Park, and from what I understand, some birds have actually been nesting in that phony tree. So there's some benefits as well. So I'm in favor of the application, and I like the looks of the monopine.
Councilmember Fiebert.
Do we know if everything was done that we requested to be done?
Yes, so the previous comments were to include photo simulations of what the landscaping would look like around the facility and a new design for the facility itself. It was previously a monocypress, so it's cylindrical and vertical branches, and then they proposed a water tank and a new tree design.
Wasn't there also smaller shrubbery and things like that we recommended?
Yes, so they have a landscape plan included in the exhibit that shows the shrubbery and then the three coastal live oaks being planted around the fencing area.
Okay, sounds good. No further questions.
Councilmember Davis.
I appreciate everything that the applicant has done to try to bring this to be more favorable. My biggest challenge is that either the tree or the water tank draws more attention to these antennas than if they weren't there. And I'm more inclined just to leave them as is. That concludes my comments.
Councilmember Thomas.
Thank you, Chair. I also like the monopine design. I think it's much better than what we had before. I know we have discussed this a couple of times. William, is there any issues with the neighbors? Any letters or anything?
staff has not received any comments for the past three hearings that this went to the board.
Okay. All right. And that's all I have. I'm okay with this design. Thank you.
Vice Chair Mulgrew.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And
could you speak right?
I missed the very last thing you said. Could you say it again?
My comment was that I think either the water tower or the tree arrangement actually draws more attention to the site than if they just leave it as is. And haven't heard anyone driving around the area complain, oh my God, look up at that hill, right, and that cell tower is offensive to me. And so I appreciate that they've gone through and tried to met our concerns with the landscaping around the site, but I think it's an overkill of the tree or the water tower.
I'm sorry, the thing is, you pretty much have to put it right up to your mouth.
Try now.
Jesus.
Test?
Yes.
All right. Be careful what you ask for. General condition number five references the monocypress. So maybe we want to take that out or fix it however you do. General conditions 6B and C, and I'm sure this has been in other cell tower applications, but it kind of troubled me a little bit that the carrier will take all necessary steps and measures to mitigate any type of harmful interference within 30 days upon notification by the county that a problem exists. If there's a harmful condition, why would we wait 30 days?
Sheriff, right? What number? C and B, the center thing on this. Let's see. No. So this is, again, subject to FCC regulations. So basically, if there are FCC violations regarding radio frequency emissions, it is the Federal Communications Commission that steps in first, and then we would verify that issue has been resolved. So we would be a secondary response and informed body. So it would be applicant deals with the FCC first, and then the FCC clears with the county, and so that communication would take additional time with the FCC and the county.
I understand that the FCC is the first stop, but why, this is our language, this is county language here, why would we say 30 days? Why not 7, 3, immediately?
I can research that. I'd have to get back to you. My suspicion, without more research into this, is that this was what conditions that were brought to the local level as part of a standardized coordination with feds. But again, I'd have to research why the timeline is what it is. It's standard what we've gotten since we started regulating telecommunication sites decades ago. But I can research the timeline specifically.
Thank you. And you'll let us know.
Yes.
Thank you. That's all. I'm in favor of the application. I'll be the outlier here and say I think a water tower is more rural, but I don't expect traction with that. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm glad it is only one vote. When you look at this, there are multiple users up there. And would we be looking at an opportunity down the road to have the rest of the users as they apply to step up the...
Yes, that would be the idea, that they all do similar solutions.
Okay. Also, are we having any luck with getting in the agricultural community better reception from these folks as they come forward for the ag communities, Coal Canyon?
So, there's an attorney that represents one of the carriers, Taylor Lovely, who is actually a representative for one of the different carriers, and staff, I have been in touch with that that attorney to, she's been reaching out to the various carriers. Some are quicker to respond than others. And the intent is to then set up a meeting with you as the chair to, after we get some staff resolution and coordination with them, to see how their technology works to inform you of that. And then if there's anything else that they could recommend, as far as the applicant provider side, we could work with them to, on us as the regular side, to try and expedite those processes. One thing to note, that expediting of the process is going to be done faster if they locate in the right of way on the joint power poles, the electrical power poles, because they actually lease that space from the county. So it's, they don't go through a conditional use permit process. As the technology has been changing, they actually have use of more and more of those power poles that are leased from the local municipality, whether it's here in unincorporated Alameda County or in any other city. And those don't go through a public review process. Those just get installed in agreement with a lease from that municipality. So that may be a faster way to do it, but right now the technology is both the larger antenna that usually go on high elevation areas for broader broadcast, in combination with a more frequent, shorter broadcast facilities. So right now the technology is the combination of the both, but it is moving toward more and more frequent, and they are making more and more use of power poles. So long answer short, yes, we're looking for ways to coordinate with the other carriers as of right now, recognizing that this whole process is actually, the technology is changing such that they're already beginning to add increased coverage without public hearing process as they lease the poles from the municipalities themselves. So it's not like we would know unless we noticed that our cell phones now have no longer dropped coverage.
I would just thank the applicant for dressing up what we saw last time, but I'm once again going to keep chipping away at trying to improve the service in the agricultural community. We are putting these systems in the agricultural community, and you would think that we would make sure the agricultural community has the services they need also. So I will keep chipping away at it. So as they come in, please let them know that we will expect and some better service in the ag community, particularly in the areas for emergencies. Can you get some dates and stuff when some of this could happen? Because we've been talking about it for about 4 or 5 months now.
On that, working with him on that.
Thank you. I happen to like the tree, but I'm going to go ahead and look for somebody to make a motion on moving forward with this. Okay. I'm looking down to somebody.
Okay, I'll go ahead and move that we approve a PLN 2023-0012 conditional use permit, subject to the staff report conditions of approval, and further with the selection of the monopine as the preferred tower installation.
I'll second it.
First and a second. Do we have any discussion? Okay, roll call.
Yes, the vote will be as follows. Member Thomas.
Yes.
Member Fiebig.
Yes.
Member Davis.
Aye.
Member Davini.
Aye.
Vice Chair Mulgrew.
No.
Chair Moore.
Aye.
Okay, the ayes have it.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to, pardon me. Yeah. If that water tower had water in it, we were probably swung with the water tower in case of fires, you know. But telephone communication thing just really is not a water tower. Sorry. Next item on the agenda is the boot camp. And, you know, I have roughly 11 speaker cards right here. And we probably have a few people online. So I want to give you a heads up. When there's this many speaker cards, we'll probably limit to 2 minutes for each speaker, okay? So let's go ahead and have a presentation from staff. Thank you.
Hello, Michael Plum. We're having some technical issues. Hello? Yeah. Hi, my name is Michael Fleming with the Alameda County Planning Department. This is item number 2, PLN 2025-00116. It's a site development review to allow operation of an indoor recreation facility fitness studio. At the applicant is Trevon Kroom. The owner is Redwood Center LLC. It's at 2600 Redwood Road. 084C0770007-04, APN number. CEQA exemption, it is class one existing facilities. Here is the site here. It's right across the street from Safeway. It's in this little commercial center here. The zoning is sub area 7, Central Business District, intensive retail core. It's in the Castro Valley General Plan and downtown community commercial. Some planning considerations. One of the main ones for this site was parking. The business has already been operating in Castro Valley for several years, and the new site has 65 parking spaces, and it's an existing commercial site with existing parking. There's no changes to the parking. There's no changes to the building. There's no loss in parking. Parking is seen as adequate for this type of site. Also of note, the last location had a similar amount of parking stalls and about the same amount of businesses. So, and there was no problems ever recorded from the parking at the other site. I've been to the other site a couple times to visit other businesses, and there was no parking issues. Also of note, most of their business takes place from 5 a.m. to 9:30 in the morning. So before, most of the people will be there and leave before the other businesses even open. So I don't see there being a parking problem with this site. To date, there had been 2 emails in support that I had received. As you can see, there's a lot of people in the audience that are here to talk about it as well. Just a note on the signage. The building is 60 feet long. They're allowed 120 square feet of signage. They're only proposing 31 square feet of signage at this time, which is this sign here. I don't see any problems with signage. They're following the rules. So here is the site plan. They're going to try to operate this existing furniture store. As you can see, there's a numerous amount of parking around the back and also in front. Parking shouldn't be an issue. And this is just the floor plan of the upper and lower floor. Staff recommends the Castro Valley Municipal Advisory Council recommend approval of the site development review to allow operation of indoor recreation facility, fitness studio, based on drawings, Exhibit A, dated 7/10/2025 with the Alameda County Planning Department. Thank you. If you have any questions, staff is here to answer. Thank you.
Is the applicant here? Would you like to say anything before we get started? No, not right now. Okay. We have roughly 11 speaker cards. We have some folks possibly online. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and let's go to the council for questions for staff, since this is a business change. And I'll go ahead and start with Councilmember Davis.
Just two questions. Is the School of Rock in operation now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. And then I heard that the bulk of the activity is going to happen early in the morning. What are the total? What are the hours of operation for this applicant?
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Five a.m. to nine p.m. 7 days a week.
Great, thank you.
No problem. Oh, is it 6 days a week? Sorry, it didn't specify on the thing, so I thought it was seven.
Councilmember Thomas, questions for staff or the applicant?
No comments at this time. No questions for the staff.
Councilmember Davini.
No questions.
Councilmember Faber.
And in that same area of the time that it's open, it talks about number of employees and number of clients, and it appears to be about 3 to 6 clients for every one employee, something like that. Is that about right?
I believe so. It mentions there'll be, give me 1 second. 3 to 6 employees per shift. So if there'd be about one is like the ratio is like three. If there's 3 employees and there was 10 people there, then it's like 1 for 3 almost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cause when I heard a boot camp, I'm thinking there's gotta be 100 people in there, you know, doing their thing, but taking up a lot of parking, but with this, it seems to be better. So thank you.
No problem.
No other questions.
Vice Chair Mulgrew.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a question for the applicant. I hate to make you get up to do this, but you're healthy.
For the applicant, could you make sure that mic is on, the button is up?
Yeah, great. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Perfect.
Hi, my name is Trevon Kroom, owner of Fit Body Bootcamp.
Thank you, Mr. Kroom. Thank you for being here, and thank you for keeping your business in Castro Valley. But curious question. It seems like you have good parking, good space in your existing location. Why the interest in moving?
So we can better serve the community overall. What we're trying to do with our facility is apply to all ages. And when we were trying to do what's called Fit Body Forevers for our older population. And unfortunately, we found out that a lot of our older population still needed to work. And they needed to come in at times when we had existing classes. So we probably had 100 people interested in doing some kind of fitness, but we couldn't accommodate those times. With this location, we can. We also, in the summertime, want to do something for children ages probably like 8 to like 14 to get them into proper lifting techniques. And as the population is going more into these AAU, travel balls, things like mm-hmm. that. They're not getting the proper education as far as lifting and strength and conditioning. And we want to do something like that over summer.
Cool. And how long have you been in the current location?
5 years. I believe I was in front of this board May of 2020 during COVID.
Congratulations on five. That's all I have. Thank you.
Well, I can just tell you, I go to Casper's Hot Dogs regularly, and I've been by, and I've never seen a problem there. So, matter of fact, it scares me when I see all these people working out, you know. I thought somebody might drag me in there. Anyway, thank you for staying in the Castro Valley area and looking to relocate the business. I'm going to go ahead and open this up for public portion. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to 2 minutes because we have quite a few speakers. And we have the online folks that I don't know how many are there. So, Rodrigo, if you don't mind, let's start with the online first in 2 minutes, please.
Sure. If you are online and you wish to speak, please raise your electronic hand by pressing the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. So far, nobody online has raised their hand.
Okay, the next person is Claire, and Claire, I am horrible at last name, so monogram or something? I got it close, okay, thank you.
And if you could speak right into the mic.
Okay, good evening. I'm actually speaking on behalf of another member that wasn't able to be here tonight. She's on her way from Sacramento, but hasn't made it. Good evening, Council. My name is Amy Newman, and I'm here not just as a longtime resident, but as someone whose life and the lives of many others have been positively impacted by Coach's Fit Body Boot Camp. This gym is more than a place to work out. It's a community. It's where we show up for ourselves and each other. It's where we've built friendships, found motivation, and supported one another through challenges. For many of us, it's a cornerstone of our physical and mental well-being. It's become a place to gather and to plan times to get together outside of the gym. We go to the Castro Valley restaurants after, the festivals, and the golf course to hit some balls. The proposed move to a larger space isn't about expansion for the sake of growth. It's about meeting the needs of a community that has outgrown its current home. Classes fill up quickly, and members are often turned away by simply because there isn't enough room. That's frustrating, especially when we're trying to stay committed to our health. This move would allow more people to participate, to feel included, and to get the full value of their membership. It would also bring more foot traffic to the surrounding businesses. Many of us grab boba, coffee, shop, or run errands before or after class. It's a win for the local economy and would reduce carbon footprint. I, for one, am looking forward to knocking out my shopping in the same trip and not separately. And let's not overlook the significance of supporting a Black-owned business that has worked tirelessly to build something meaningful in our town. Approving this move sends a message that we value diversity, equity, and the entrepreneurial spirit that makes our community vibrant. This gym has given us so much. I hope we can give something back by supporting its growth and continued success. Thank you for your time and consideration. Amy, proud member of Fit Body Boot Camp, Rotary, and the community.
Okay, listen, we'll go a lot faster if you guys all hold your applause to the very end, okay? Thank you. Rodrigo, we have anybody online?
Nobody else online. If you wish to speak, please press the raise hand button at the bottom of your screen. So far, nobody has raised their hand.
Okay, Nathan Jimes.
Oh, all right, it's on. Hi, I'm Nathan Jimes. I'm a member of Fit Body Bootcamp for the last 4 years, also a resident here in Castro Valley, in the upper Castro Valley area, and a local real estate agent as well. The boot camp has definitely changed my life and my wife's life. As a result of going to the boot camp, my wife was able to stop taking pills, and her A1C was reduced, And I think we can, Amy spoke very well. We have a community. We're changing lives and our lives are being changed. So we're very grateful for that. And we also live, work, and shop in the community, and we'll continue doing so. And we're looking forward to seeing some great things happen in downtown Castro Valley as a result of the boot camp being here. So I'm Nathan Gines. Thank you.
Rodrigo, anybody online?
Nope.
Kendra Frednick? Thank you.
That's weird.
Is it working? Oh, okay. I don't know if I can match what Claire shared from Amy, but I am Kendra Frautnick, and I also am a longtime community member here. I live in Castro Valley, raised my kids in Castro Valley, and having this gym, it's a personal impact, it's a community impact, it's a public health impact, and having a space like this is very important for staying healthy physically, mentally, and just overall well-being. As you can see in this room, you know, Coach has really brought together the most beautiful, diverse community as we all support each other. It's our social life. It's such a big impact in such this little space. And I'm very excited that we have an opportunity to, as Amy said in hers, grow this space for our community. And it keeps us consistent. It keeps us motivated. It keeps us taking care of ourselves in a way that a traditional gym just can't do. And so having this gym nearby, it makes it possible to fit it in to our schedules, our super busy schedules. And there's so many reasons on a personal level, but also on a community level, the connection that we all have. And so, you know, I can't say it enough that what Coach has brought for us is a major impact in our community. And as they mentioned, economically as well, because, you know, we're bringing a lot of business to the local businesses around the gym as well. So I hope that you all can tell that it's not just a gym, it is a community, and it's a broader part of our community, being able to share that together. And I'm very strongly in support of it expanding for more and more people to be able to participate. Thank you.
Thank you. Rodrigo, anybody online?
Nobody online.
Okay. The next first person is Curtis Phil. Don't worry. Okay, great. I couldn't tell if it was a D or a P. Curtis, you don't have to use the whole 2 minutes.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to be fast as possible. Quick. My name is Curtis Peel. I'm here mostly in support, along with everyone else, on the whole thing. In order to be fast, I could tell you about how Trevon has impacted my children's lives, getting to the child who could not do a sit-up and had a cardiologist care constantly telling her that she needed to exercise more, to the point where she could now deadlift her own body weight and then some. But the part I'd actually like to tell you about is my wife was recovering from a brain injury. After COVID, a whole bunch of things, couldn't work, couldn't do much of anything. And every day I had about an hour and a half trying to get her into any place that would give treatment. And they wouldn't, because it wasn't actually a stroke. And the only place that would take her was that Trevon was willing to put her in the senior citizen class. And she was the youngest senior citizen ever, to the point where she started, recovered enough physically, mentally, and everything, to the point where she started a new job about 3 weeks ago. So I will forever be grateful. Thank you.
Great job. We have anybody online?
Nobody online.
Okay, Patricia Schultz. Thank you, Patricia. Pamela Kelbis? Great. They're setting a good example. Pete Gildlund. Good.
That's me. I'm Pete Gildlund. I'm a born and raised in Castro Valley, current resident on Lawrence Drive. I'm a principal of a nearby public elementary school. Today I reached my 800th session at the gym this morning. These are my folks, a lot of them that I see every day at that time in the morning, which is 4:45 is when I get there. And I leave at what, 6 o'clock in the morning. So before the other businesses close. As a Castro Valley resident, I think what I would want to say is that the Castro Valley residents that I associate with would want you to jump at the chance to support a Black-owned business. The argument that my wife and my kid were talking about this evening was, if parking's the issue, do the surrounding businesses just not want a business that attracts customers, right? There has to be some parking there. And this is a modicum of parking that will be used, as noted before. I guess I'll close in a similar fashion to others. I work out every day because I'm a stroke survivor where I lost the left side of my body, and I work to stay in shape and prevent that from happening a second time. Trevon gives me that chance every morning, and I've done it 800 times. Thank you.
I can't quite make out the first name, but it's Mr. or Mrs. Armstrong. It's a Mrs. Armstrong. Thank you.
Hold it.
You believe it or not, you need to speak in there. Everything's recorded.
Just push it. Yeah. Just speak right.
Hello. Can you all hear me? Hello. Oh, for recording purposes. Okay. Hello. So I am Kai, and I am a coach at Fit Body Bootcamp. I'm actually the head coach at Fit Body Bootcamp. I'm often there at 4:45 in the morning. I've trained everyone in this room, and we are more than just a fitness facility, we are a family. So how you heard everyone clap when Pete said he did 800 sessions, that's major. What we're bringing to the community is not just a fitness facility, we're bringing family, we're bringing friendships, we're bringing love. We congratulate everyone in this room for what they've done. We push each other to be better people. We help each other with each other's families. We know each other by name. And just for example, Miss Patty had surgery on her feet and everybody signed her card. This is what we bring to the community. And I think it's something bigger than parking, and it's something bigger than what most people would get at any other gym. And I'm gonna stay under the 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Rodrigo, do we have anybody online?
Nobody online.
Okay, the next person would be Patty Mangel. And after Patty, we're going to go to Bernadette Jones.
So just push up and it should just stay up and give it up 2 seconds.
You think I'd know how to use this stuff? I'm Patty Mangel. I'm the assistant manager here at this library, so some of you recognize me. Fit Body Bootcamp with Trevon has changed my life. 3.5 years ago, I knelt down by the Blu-rays to get a Blu-ray for somebody, and I couldn't get back up without using my arms. And now I get compliments on how often I can go up and down really fast. But it also, the culture at the gym, under Trevon's leadership and Kay's, just all the coaches, the culture is such that everyone is accepted. there are all different sizes, all different levels of fitness, all different colors, all different cultures and backgrounds. Yet somehow we all come together every morning and send each other off to have a good day. And it would be really, really hard to come work here every day if I was not first seeing these people. So please approve. Yes, thank you.
Hello. Hi, my name is Bernadette Jones. I am a 28-year employee here in Castro Valley for a local builder, Jim Nuppy, who has stood before this board more times than I care to remember. And I've lived in the community for about 10 years now. Happened upon his shop picking up a hot dog from my boss one day during the pandemic, but for me, it wasn't about body fitness. It was all about mind health and a decent night's sleep. Truly helpful, truly helped me in that regard. But even more than that, being in this community, working for so many years, I've seen a lot of businesses close. I've seen a lot of businesses open and they did not last. I am so proud that your business is growing. And I think that we should, you should definitely approve this application, not just for all the people who work out there, but it'll be a convenience for Coach to be able to walk across the street to Pete's Coffee now. He patronizes local business too. So again, just want to support the application. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rosalind. Is it grown? No? She's okay? Wow. Okay, Rodrigo, do we have anybody online?
Nobody else online.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and close the public portion and go to the council, and we'll start. Well, let's start with the council member Davis for comment.
Well, I'm sure everyone's going to be disappointed to see a vacant furniture store being filled with a good use. I don't see parking as being an issue here. I mean, people were concerned about when the School of Rock went in, how it was going to create a big parking problem. It hasn't happened. So I fully support this particular application and looking forward to it coming into fruition. Thank you.
Councilor Thomas.
Thank you. Michael, quick question. Was parking brought up? Was there an issue with parking? Somebody brought it up? Or?
So you guys brought it up with the other one next door, so we're going to make sure parking was addressed.
I didn't hear it.
So parking was brought up for the other business, the School of Rock, so we wanted to make sure parking was addressed for this business.
Got it. Yeah, I don't have any issues, and I support the project. Thank you.
Councilmember Devini.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Trevon, I don't know if you know what you have here, but this is remarkable to have this many people come out and support. I am feeling the love of the community and the meaning of what this gym represents, way more than just traditional workout. Imagine traditional gym garnering this kind of support if it was a big. So I applaud community. It's fantastic. We're kind of lonely here normally at these meetings. We don't have many people show up. And normally they're pretty negative when they do. They show up. So anyway, congrats. It's a great feel for Castro Valley. However, I do disagree with a number of assertions that parking is not a problem. I think parking is a huge problem. I think it's a massive problem. I don't think there's anything I can do about it, but I think you as the business owner have to be very cognizant of it. We have a very strange shaped lot. You can't utilize all the parking spots. When we approved the School of Rock, we actually made it a condition of approval that the employees park in the very far northern side of it, which is kind of a dead end alley, if you will, or a box canyon type of a parking lot. Additionally, the ingress and egress at that site is terrible, with the Safeway traffic and the Pete's and the Habit Burgers, and you have three driveways. They get awfully congested. Cars are backing up. They're getting in each other's way. You have Kumon and the School of Rock. All of this being said is on the negative side. I'm in favor of the application, but I think for your business to work, you need to seriously consider alternatives and whatever you can do to help mitigate the parking and ingress and egress problems. That would include bike lanes to the extent that you can, encouraging commuters to carpool. I like the fact that you have a big crowd early morning, because Kumon and School of Rock are not going to be open at those hours, so that's very complimentary. If I could, I'd recommend you take a big siesta at around from 4 to 6. Get yourself dinner at that time and try to maybe de-emphasize volume at that time, because that's when the other businesses are really going to be hitting it. So again, I think to make it successful, if your clients who have this great enthusiasm are getting frustrated and they can't get there and they can't make the class on times, it's going to have an adverse impact on you. So my comments are not in any way to suggest that I'm not going to support the application, but rather to put the burden on you as the business owner to address that regularly, assessing what you can do to perhaps make that better. And I think that your neighbors there would appreciate that effort as well. So again, congratulations and thank you everybody for coming out. You made my night.
Your 2 minutes is up. Councilmember Fiebert?
Yeah, I would agree with everything Dan said. Same. Trevin, it seems like you got a great business. You've done well in town already. It's great to have you here, and it's great to have you want to upgrade and expand and, you know, be right down the street from where you were before. So I'm in favor as well. I thought there probably would be a problem until we were counting bodies and people who would have cars and be parking. But, you know, agreeing with Dan, you know, just be aware of that. Try to work around that. And great to see everyone loves you so much. Yeah.
Vice Chair Mulgrew.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Kroon. This is impressive. Does my heart good. I worked at the Chamber of Commerce here for a number of years, and to see this kind of loyalty and support just does my heart good. You're doing something right, and please keep on doing it, and do it in a location that is going to help you grow and expand and fill this room twice as much next time we see it. I mean, this is great. No suggestions. You got it. And I'm very much in favor of this application. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I just want to reiterate the parking issue is probably not going to be an issue with you, but it will be with your neighbors. So we're all going to have to be respectful of the other businesses in the community that share parking. That was what I would ask you. I certainly wouldn't feel comfortable turning something like this down with all these fit people in the room, because I may not get out. So I would say that I am 100% for it. I like I said, I was in Casper's pretty regularly, and I'm gonna, you know, I still will be. They're still open though, right? Because somebody told me they closed. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and ask the council for a motion, and
go ahead.
I'll make the motion to approve PLN 2025-00116 site development review for an indoor recreational facility.
Second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Yes, the vote will be as follows. Member Thomas.
Yes.
Member Fiebig.
Yes.
Member Davis.
Aye.
Member Davini.
Aye.
Vice Chair Mulgrew.
Aye.
And Chair Moore.
Yes.
The ayes have it.
Thank you. Now's the time to applaud. Thank you. Thank all you folks for coming out, and certainly really appreciate you staying in Castro Valley for your business. And you must be doing a great job because you got a lot of loyal people here. Okay, next item on the agenda you can hang in there for a couple more minutes or you could get up and leave, but I would ask you to be quiet.
We still have a meeting, so if you could keep it down, please, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, Chair's report. Ma'am, come back after the meeting, please. Okay. Chair's report. I don't have anything for the Chair's report. And do we have any subcommittee reports, economic development or the ad hoc committee for central business district?
The specific plan, Mr. Chair, we have a subcommittee meeting scheduled for November 11th. And do we have any sense right now, Rodrigo, of when something will be coming back to this council?
Oh my gosh. So with the holidays coming up, we're trying to make sure that it's going to be either December is getting close or January. I was reminded today that no, actually a county November 11th is a county holiday. So it may be the 12th that we meet. Holiday. So we will on the 12th.
It's not a holiday for us though, right?
It's a holiday. Tuesday.
Wait a minute. Oh, it is Veterans. Okay,
Veterans Day.
I was thinking of Indigenous people. Okay, day. Okay. So the 11th, is that correct? Or are we moving it?
Yeah, it's the 12th.
It's the 12th.
Yes.
The 12th is. I'm sorry. Could you comment?
November 12th, right, Bill?
November 12th, yes.
Is Wednesday, yes. So that could be a day we meet.
Hang on. Tim has a conflict on the 12th. Ray?
Is good.
Is good? Okay. What time on the 12th do we have? 2? 2 o'clock. That's what I have.
I can send you an email confirming on the 12th.
Okay, thank you. Well, all right. Thank you.
That's it on the ad hoc committee comments. Okay, council announcements or comments or reports? Anything?
I just had a question to staff as to what's the status of Splash Brothers?
We're checking to see if they've submitted. I know that they've submitted building permits. I don't know if they've been completed their building permits.
Did you get your answer?
They can email me the answer.
We're checking on the building permits now, BLN 25.
They've submitted building permits. They are currently in the review process. There's no issued building permits yet.
Any more comments from council?
Chuck, I have a comment. Rodrigo, today I noticed that Crayons, which is a local bar, is in the process of being torn down. I believe they started the demolition today. And I'm just curious. I think I'm hoping that the building department is properly cautioning any potential applicants before they issue a building permit that if they have a change in an intended use, it's going to have to be approved. And I would hate to, so I hope they're throwing out that cautionary tale that may have had an impact on whether the building got demolished or not. I don't know what the plans for new construction are. It's similar to the situation when Spanky's got torn down and we approved the massage parlor in there, but it was well within our right to not approve that massage parlor, and significant improvements tailored specifically for a massage parlor had already been constructed prior to our meeting, which would have put the applicant in a terrible situation if we deemed that not to be an appropriate use. So I'm hoping the building department is cautioning applicants prior to issuing permits that if it's in the central business district, it's going to come before this body. We may or may not be in favor. They can always come for an informational hearing as a sounding board to see if we're generally inclined with the intended use.
Yes, I will see if they've submitted anything here for that address. I believe the address is 3477 Castro Valley Boulevard. That's what's coming up from online. So right now they've got shell improvements for a spec tenant. They don't have a tenant yet.
Did you say a shell improvement?
Commercial shell improvement for a future tenant.
Well, perhaps this is like an east wing of the White House improvement, because it looks to me like it's a complete demolition. I could be wrong.
Okay, I can check
again,
into
again,
it.
It's just a word of caution. Just a word of caution. I'd hate for somebody to invest a lot of money and find out that whatever intended change they had. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're all going to have an open mind when the hearing ultimately comes.
Okay. Rodrigo, could you get back to us at the next meeting with whatever update you have on that particular piece of property?
Yes.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Could you?
I have a comment as a safety concern regarding electric bikes. Myself included and community members, electric bikes are going through regular traffic and also through the bike lanes. And they're zipping through in and out of traffic. And I saw very close couple of accidents. If we're going to lose someone with the speed they're going. What I want to know from CHP or whoever enforces the law, what rules or law are they supposed to follow? Electric bikes. And it's just going to be a serious concern pretty soon.
So we can pass it along to the sheriff's office to see if they can present it at some future general purpose meeting.
Okay. No other council comments? Do we have any staff comments?
None at this time.
Okay. No staff comments. Council comments are done. I want to adjourn this meeting. Thank you all for coming.